The following program has been pre-recorded to air at this time. To have your nonprofit featured, email psa@lotusradio.com. And now it's time for Lotus Radio's public service show, In Depth.
Welcome to our in-depth program, and we are so excited that this is the month of love because we love our veterans, and we're so excited to have several veterans with us and an incredible lady who is supporting our veterans in our community from the VFW Auxiliary 3396. We've got Anthony Souza who is with us. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Connie.
It's nice to see you. And then Lisa Allen from Big Frog Custom Apparel. You hear her on our stations all the time. She's just such a great community partner. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, Connie.
And Steve Roberts is with the band Winter Light. He is also a member of the VFW Auxiliary 3396. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Connie.
I'm going to start off with you, Anthony. You know, the VFW, immediately I think about how important this organization is for our veterans. VFW Auxiliary, explain the difference.
Well, the VFW is the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and it's comprised of service members who served in a foreign conflict, okay? So the great thing about the auxiliary is that you don't have to be a veteran to be in the auxiliary. It's kind of like USAA. You have to have a relative, an extended family member who did actually serve. And so in my case, I had my grandfather, my father, and my brother. They all served. So 3 years ago, they allowed men into the organization. They were kind of a little late in doing so. And at that point, my mother signed me up with a lifetime membership. And she just happens to be the president of the VFW Auxiliary 3396. So
So you had to be in.
Yeah, I'm all in.
That's great.
For life.
But I like this because, you know, I'm the same thing. I grew up at a military base. My dad, civil service, retired military. My family is all service members. So there is something, like, especially if you've grown up in the military or grown up on a military base, there is just something that you have that is very special, and that is a family outside of your family. And that is truly what I think is so unique and special about the VFW Auxiliary is that you're bringing that family together. You're giving them an opportunity to have a space, have a place to come together and to support the veterans of our community.
Exactly. And we've had a fantastic response. I think we've had over a dozen members joined just as a result of the Be My Valentine craft fair.
I love that. So, Steve, is that what you were like, oh, my gosh, I can do this too, right? Because you're a new member.
Exactly. I'm a new member, and I'm from a military family as well.
So tell us a little bit about what intrigued you about joining and being a part of this organization.
I felt that the unity of the people that are kind of neglected, the homeless veterans that need love and, you know, something to look forward to other than sitting at home alone. And it attracted me because I met Tony and we talked and he explained the mission and I agreed. I said, it's fantastic. It's the best way to help people that are veterans that really need family.
Absolutely.
You know, something to pull us together.
This is what's so special about the Be My Valentine craft fair is exactly that. There's a mission behind this. Talk to me about that mission, Tony.
Well, what we adopted is a cause that's certainly greater than our own. And that mission being that we're combating, but let me start over. We're fighting hunger and combating homelessness for service members, veterans, and their families. And what's surprising about that is that 1 in 4 service members and their families are food challenged.
Mm.
Okay, so that's 1 in 4. The national average is 1 in 8. So twice as many people who are defending our country are having to go to pantries or don't necessarily know where their next meals are coming from. And we thought that was certainly worthy of getting more the awareness that we're getting here today, but also trying to go out there and do something about it.
Absolutely. How are you working with those veterans or those populations to better serve them? I mean, obviously, a homeless vet is something that just truly rips my heart out. There's no reason that a veteran who has served our country should be without a home or, as you say, without food.
Exactly. Well, I also am upset when I see a homeless veteran. And what I kind of remind myself is one homeless veteran that doesn't want to be homeless is one too many.
Yes.
So it's there's a bigger problem out there, though. There's actually 1.4 million veterans that are actually at risk of becoming homeless. Mm. So we certainly have a problem now, but there's a bigger problem looming. And certainly that's, you know, effects of the economy and the way the things are distributed for our veterans.
Right.
So we're out there to bring attention to that because, you know, it's pretty sad. I just see it when I see it, and it's always sad, I mean, for anybody to be homeless. But when I see a homeless veteran, that even makes me even not just sad, it almost makes me angry.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. You know, and you talk about providing services. You know, we have a lot of men and women that we are still at war. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that forget about that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that we recognize that we still have these individuals that are coming home and the mental health crisis that we're going to be facing. Yes, Tony.
Well, what I was going to say is that at the event, we've got the VA services. They're bringing their big tent, their big truck there, and they're going to be actually able to see veterans that are maybe in crisis, and they'll be able to service them. We've got actually five different service organizations that are going to be out there for the veterans during the event, attending to their needs. We also have the military dog operation or military animal operation. So they're coming out with their service dogs and everything. A lot of the deals with the homelessness is mental illness, and then they have substance abuse issues. But then there's just plain poverty too. But those issues, and they find that those that have the military animals, they fare much better.
Yes.
It's like having a buddy, you know.
A companion, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, all need a companion.
That's right. You know, Lisa, it's so funny that you say that. I would call you a companion of the VFW Auxiliary 3396. First of all, Lisa Allen is the owner of Big Frog Custom Apparel, and you are constantly finding ways to reach out into the community as a local business owner. And we had chatted with you last week, and just your excitement for being a part of this. I love the story that, you know, Tony comes in just to order some shirts and you find this bond with him. You believe in the work that they are doing. Why is it so important, you know, obviously for Big Frog Custom Apparel, but what would you say to other businesses that are local here about the importance of supporting organizations like this?
Well, it's a great way to connect with the community. I mean, if you're going to be a business in the community, it's not just about serving them a product or, you know, helping them in what you're selling. It's also being a part of their lives in a different way.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm big about. I love building good relationships with my customers. And so, especially with Tony, we just had so much to talk about in our store. And I will continue to talk with Tony, you know.
We both with you and our.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many things that you can find in common with people when you just listen to them and have a conversation. So when you make it not so much about business, but about the human experience.
Absolutely.
That's what's important to me. And that's why I love having my business, because I get to connect with so many people and learn so much about them.
So let's talk about this. This is going to be a great, great day. Tony, you have put together the VFW Auxiliary 3396. This is the Be My Valentine Craft Fair. It's happening on Saturday, February 11th, American Legion Hall in Sparks, 730 4th Street. Is that right? 730?
Yes. And right next to the post office.
Perfect. And it's going to go on from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. First of all, I think that craft fairs for Valentine's Day are the best because there's nothing better than a handmade gift to show your love. So I think this is a beautiful idea, and I love this concept. So tell me about the craft fair, and thank you for inviting all of these resources and services out there so that veterans have an opportunity not only to come out for the craft fair, but get services that they need.
Well, thank you, Connie. Yeah, you know, there's community support's been just heartwarming. That's what I was going to say. And what I was going to say is also that it really starts with our vendors. We sold out our entire building in 5 days. And this is our second annual, so you know it's annual. So we're going to plan on doing a third one, of course. So
you're very popular. You should.
So then we got a 20 by 40 tent, and that was because we already had overflow, but that sold out within the next week. And so then we reached out to Lassen Tent, and they're bringing down a tent from Susanville so that we have another 40 by tent. So we have what I call a three-ring circus now.
I love this. So tell us a little bit about some of the crafters that are going to be out there. Because from what I hear, you have everything from jewelry to glassware. You've got it all.
We really do. And we even have folks that are actually can make toys right there on the spot. They can show everybody how they can make their heirloom toys.
Oh, my gosh. How fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Cool.
And, so I think that we truly trying to, the whole love theme is we're trying to follow along with that. And we've got someone that's going to go up and do a breath of gold exercise before the whole audience, get everybody in the right mindset. And it really all couldn't be possible if we didn't have the sponsorship support from the community. Lisa, I showed up with her table in front of her with a blank piece of paper and a few hearts written on it, and they took off from there. But the same thing goes with Precision Diamonds. They were our first anchor sponsor. We actually filmed our video commercial with the Cosplay for Kindness heroes, and you'll be able to see that on different mediums, on social media as well as TV. But they came out there. They've putting out a grand prize, a diamond ring grand prize for the raffle.
Oh, how nice!
So, yeah,
that's
so
great.
There's something for $5, you could win something really good, and there's lots of great prizes. But then Humana came up on board, and they really hit a home run for us. They're actually coordinating the barrel distribution for the food drive. So if you see the barrel with the big red heart, Be My Valentine. At your grocery store or at a local business, please help us out. We want to literally get a ton of food.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. A ton, a real ton. Like not just a whole bunch. We really, truly want a ton. And you can find these barrels at varying locations up until the craft fair. And then, of course, can you bring items down to the craft fair as well?
Exactly, you can, and please hope you do, because we're going to have the superheroes, the folks from ROTC, and the Girl Scouts will all be helping collect the food. We plan on filling up two Humvees and taking it out to the food bank convoy style.
Oh, that's
so
great.
When you do, you get a free raffle ticket.
So, oh, nice. That's an incentive right there. Diamond ring option to win a diamond ring for some free food. I'm down for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got two trips to Las Vegas. We actually have a silent auction where the grand prize, the big prize on the silent auction is an African safari.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was an amazing, amazing gesture by the superior safaris.
Oh,
and they're actually in South Africa, but they gave it to us and said, here, you keep all the money, and we said, thank you.
I think that is really just a testament to how many organizations and people believe in our veterans, and especially for this fundraiser, what you're trying to do. Not only are you fundraising with food and trying to help homeless vets, but you're also bringing awareness and attention to that.
You are listening to In Depth on Lotus Radio, and your nonprofit could be featured on the show. Email psa@lotusradio.com. And now back to In Depth.
And, even Steve, I want to go back to you. Winter Light is your band.
Yes.
I think that music is also a great way. We talk about mental health and the struggles of some of our veterans, and I just think that music is such a brilliant way to reach out to many of our veterans.
It is. It's a great way to give a message of love, and bring people together. And if you want, I could elaborate on what we're going to have at our event.
Yes, absolutely.
So we have, of course, the Cosplay for Kindness, which is the superheroes, and they will be walking around the whole place, greeting the kids, making everybody feel like, you know,
special.
We're here to help you.
That's right.
Yes, feeling special. It's definitely a family event, so that's a good thing because a lot of events are 21 and over. You
right.
can't bring your kids. This is for the whole family. So I think, and we also have Eventbrite, which is you could go to eventbrite.com and sign up for the karaoke. So we're going to have kids and adults who would like to come up and perform and, you know, entertain us. And that is sponsored by Lucky's Lounge. And we have over $1,000 in prizes. And it even includes a recording studio time with coaching by Faces of Success.
Oh, my gosh, how fun.
So there's a lot of people are really, really, you know, putting their heart and soul into this. There's going to be pony rides. They're from Arkansas, I believe.
Yes, they came clear across the country from Arkansas to bring us ponies.
Exactly.
Because you're so special.
Yeah, Tony's because they really like you.
That's great. I think I was on a pony once, and it scared me to death when I was a child. So hopefully, you know, that'll bring people in to enjoy that. And, of course, I reached out to all the members of my band and every single person in the band. They were like, without a question of a doubt, they didn't even mention money, compensation, anything. They said, this is a fantastic cause. And I really hope that other musicians in the Reno, Nevada area feel the same way.
Absolutely. Because
it's really, really good. So with the band, Tammy Lee is our awesome vocalist. And we have Paul Anthony, he's playing guitar. Buddy Tucker is our drummer. And, of course, Steve, me.
That's right.
I play bass.
That's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for this.
You know, we're bringing in a nice PA system so that everybody could hear our raffles, because we'll be doing the raffles from the stage. And I do believe that it should be a very, very successful event.
Absolutely. I'm so
and
excited.
For such a good cause.
What kind of music do you play?
We play classic rock.
Nice.
The best kind of rock.
The best kind
of
rock.
The best kind.
There you go.
Exactly. K-O-Z-Z. Classic rock is for sure.
You are listening to In Depth on Lotus Radio, and your nonprofit could be featured on the show. Email psa@lotusradio.com. And now back to In Depth.
Back to our the VFW Auxiliary 3396 as they get ready to present their upcoming craft fair, Be My Valentine Craft Fair, on Saturday, February 11th at the American Legion Hall in Sparks, Nevada, located at 734 Street, happening again on February 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, as you said, music, entertainment, over 40 vendors, the service organizations that are going to be out there, and I'm looking through here at some of the things you're talking about: food trucks, karaoke, you've got glass, metal, woodworking, custom decor, kitchen items, literally everything that you can find. And this is, I just want to remind, this is a big holiday, Valentine's Day. So how about this? You go to this Valentine, Be My Valentine Craft Fair. You support the VFW Auxiliary 3396. You tell your Valentine that you purchased something at this amazing craft fair. I feel like the brownie points are yours. You're winning. It's all about winning on this holiday.
There you go.
For sure. Yeah,
especially for the veterans who need, you know, food, clothing. You could bring down socks, blankets,
hand warmers.
Food.
They always want hand warmers.
Hand warmers, yeah.
Hand warmers, right. Anything to help them out is an amazing, you know, effort.
Tony, I want to go back to you. You talked about your mom being a part of this organization. How long has your mom been part of the VFW Auxiliary 3396?
I think it's almost been 20 years now.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. She was a former state president for the entire state, and she's getting up there in years now. She's about 81, but she's still out there as feisty as ever.
Why do you think that this has been such a passion project for her?
Well, you know, I think she truly loves supporting veterans, and it's deeply ingrained in her. My grandfather, her father, was a major in Korea. He served in Korea, and she was an Army brat, and actually, I was conceived in Germany.
So you're partly German.
Yeah, partly. A little bit. The good
I'm
part.
I'm actually German, too. That's my heritage. Another thing we have in common, Tony.
Oh, my God. See? Yeah. Look at all of this. This is amazing. You know, and I think, you know, you talk about veterans, that community of people who understand, you know, whether you're in the military now or you grew up in the military, there is a lifestyle. There is a bond. There is a commitment. There is a dedication to country, to family. And I think that that is what is exciting for people to be a part of. Speaking of which, I mean, can people become members? Are you looking for new members? And how do they go about doing that?
We are always looking for new members. It's the lifeblood of any organization. And what we really have is an aging group ourselves. We have some of our members that are in their 90s. They've been members for 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. We're going to be, our treasurer is, her name is Dolores, and she's celebrating her 90th birthday. She's down to the penny on every expense. She's
<That's great. laughs>
anyway. Happy birthday, Dolores!
Happy and, birthday.
So yeah, we're always looking for new members. You know, you can approach us at the event. You could become. We always looking for volunteers. We have. It's a big task, this event, and we're small in numbers, but you know, big in spirit. But we could deputize you for the day, and you could help us out.
How do people contact you if they are interested in volunteering?
Okay, they would go to my email, I guess. Okay. I would say so, or they can go to the VFW website.
Okay.
I think that would be VFW3396.org.
Perfect.
Okay. And then that information would be funneled to me right away.
Perfect.
Because my brother is the past state commander for the VFW. And so he's constantly feeding, as a result of this event, he's feeding me emails almost daily.
That's great. And I'm assuming, too, that on the website, if you're not able to attend, but you want to donate or you want to support the cause and you want to make sure that vets have food or they have clothing or we have homeless that we want to make sure that we're taking care of, they can still make a donation through the website.
They certainly can, and that would be heaven sent. You know, we're somewhat a victim of our own success in terms of you kind of budget out for what you think this is going to cost. But then when we had to get, you know, more tents, then we had to add porta potties, then we had to, and so you started adding all the things you have to add because you're bigger. We appreciate any last minute support we can get to bring this baby home.
When this is all wrapped up and said and done, I'm going to ask each of you this. What do you hope people walk away with, Tony?
I hope they walk away with just that warm, fuzzy feeling of you know, appreciation for our veterans and something that there's something good going on. You know, there's a lot of bad news all the time, but this is the good news. Okay, this is where everything's good. Okay, so I'd like they just walk away feeling that content.
Absolutely.
Feeling of when you've done something that's good.
Well, and you know, that's exactly it. You know, you can come out to this Be My Valentine Craft Fair. You can enjoy the day, listen to fantastic music, have the kids out there that can experience the superheroes all at the same time, knowing that this is for a great cause. Lisa, what are you hoping people walk away with?
I hope their heart is warmed. I hope that they're touched and they can see that their efforts made a difference, you know, and coming and finding something for your Valentine, making that connection that you're loving someone that you may not know by supporting VFW, and you're loving someone that you do know because you're buying them a special gift.
Absolutely. So, that's so good. So good. And what about you, Steve?
Well, I feel that, you know, they'll walk away with basically, you know, that warm feeling too, that they're helping the community, making people aware of how important this is and how much love that the VFW puts into supporting our local veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just interesting, all three of you, you all come from different backgrounds, but here you are all supporting the same cause. And I think this is really, once again, a testament to our community. I tell people all the time that are not from Northern Nevada, I'm like, you don't know what's happening here. You just do not understand the level of compassion that our community has. I would say the level of dedication to our veterans is something like I've never seen before. You know, I was just out emceeing the Veterans Day Parade a couple of weeks ago, and it's just, it brings tears to my eyes when I see the sea of the ROTC. It makes me so happy to see where we are as our future. These are our future military men and women, which is so great to see. And then to just be out there and to recognize the incredible people who have served our country. And this is a way for you to do this. And just like Lisa said, grabbing a great Valentine for someone special, and then, of course, supporting the VFW Auxiliary 3396 and your mission. So again, we invite you to come out February 11th. And Tony, give the address again. Hours are 10 until 5, you said?
Yes, it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's at the 730 4th Street. It's at the American Legion Hall, and that's right next to the U.S. Post Office. You won't be able to miss it. You're going to see the little wavy air guys. They're going to be out front. You might even see the bounce house in the back, or perfect, the sumo wrestlers. The bounce around came through and supplied us with those. So if you've ever wanted to sumo wrestle in those suits, now's your
those
chance.
Are fun. I've done that. They're very scary, but they're a lot of fun. Thank you all three again. I just
thank
greatly
so
appreciate
much,
it. Steve Roberts is with Winter Light, the band, a VFW Auxiliary 3396 new member. Lisa Allen from Big Frog Custom Apparel, and Anthony Souza, VFW Auxiliary 3396. All three of you, you've worked so hard to put this together, and we're so excited to be a part of it. So thank you all
so
much.
Thanks so much, Connie. I also wanted to highlight that on our website, they can also support the fundraiser. We're selling T-shirts for the event. So you can go to bigfrogreno.com, click on the Veterans Fundraiser, and you can buy either a Be My Valentine shirt, or we also have some other veterans-related, military-related designs on there, and proceeds will go back to the VFW.
I love this. And let me tell you, the Big Frog Custom Apparel, best shirts. They last forever. They feel so good. And just imagine, and you're wearing this and you know you're giving back to veterans in our community. So I'm very excited about this. Thank you again to Lisa Allen from Big Frog Custom Apparel. It's just so great to see community partnerships like this. And it just makes me so happy. Thank you all so much. It's been great to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Connie. It's fun.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Connie.
And thank you for listening. This has been In Depth.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com and tune in next Sunday morning.
Again, if you would like to find out more information about the VFW Auxiliary Post 3396 and their Be My Valentine Craft Fair, you can follow In Depth on social media. Find us on Facebook or follow any of Lotus Radio Broadcasting radio stations to find out more. Again, we hope to see you out at the Be My Valentine Craft Fair for the VFW Auxiliary Post 3396 on Saturday, February 11th. At the American Legion Hall in Sparks, Nevada, located at 730 4th Street. from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's a day of crafting and love. With over 40 vendors, please help the VFW Auxiliary 3396 fight hunger and combat homelessness for service members, veterans, and their families. If you cannot make the craft fair, please visit their website at VFW3396.org to make a donation today. We thank you for listening to In Depth.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com and tune in next Sunday morning.